Here's longtime NFL running back, Ravens sideline reporter down in Baltimore. Here is Justin Forsett making his debut on Overdrive. What's up, Justin? How you doing, man?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, guys.
You feeling good about the Browns tonight or what?
Well, you know, it's mixed feelings because, you know, the Browns are in our division. I've been a longtime rival of ours. And but it's hard not to try to root for these guys because they've been so bad for so long.
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of a pity support staff that I'm noticing throughout the NFL. Like, I saw something on the NFL Network this morning where they did some piece on, like, two Browns fans. And I felt for them because they're so optimistic. Like, they go to all the games and they're like, this is our game, man. I'm telling you.
This is it.
We're going to win tonight. And it's like, God, it's so pathetic. But when you look at the AFC North, I mean, you're down there in Baltimore. You guys look great against the Bills and then not so great the next week. What's up with this division? Because it sounds like the Steelers are imploding. The Browns, who knows what's up with them? I don't trust the Bengals even though they're 2-0. How do you feel about the AFC North?
No, I mean, it's still the hard-nosed, physical division to be in. You know, we're going to have some teams that are going to start off slow, but usually around the end, I mean, the AFC North is usually around the top, and we have at least two or three playoff teams. So we'll see how it shakes up, but I like the position that we're in right now. We'll start finding our identity as a division here as the games keep going.
You mentioned starting off slow. I was reading something online today on ESPN. I mean, 0-2 teams, they kind of had them ranked 1-7. When you go down, you start slow in the NFL, the possibilities of climbing out of it, they're tough, aren't they? I mean, the percentages, and I mean, I know you can't really go by the percentages all the time, but a lot of these teams, like some quality teams, it's not looking good to make the playoffs.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, the Saints, I think they started off 0-2 last year. Ended up going on a little run.
The last 2 years, like, I believe they did.
Yeah, it is crazy. So it's only been like 10 teams in however long in the last few years that's ever done it, starting 0-2. So the odds are not in their favor, you know, for those teams that start off 0-2. But you gotta ignore that as a player and just try to take it one game at a time and focus on your job and just kind of let things shake out in the end.
With Justin Forsett, longtime NFL running back. So the Antonio Brown stuff was fascinating. He's talking to the media today, and he just said, we suck, and that's why I'm all rattled, because when we lose, I'm angry, but I want to be here. He wants to prove that he wants to be a Steeler. What's the reaction like in the room when a guy skips a day at the facility? He didn't show up on Monday. His agent comes out and claims that the agent himself spoke with the team. How do the teammates feel about that when Brown rolls back into the stadium?
Man, it's tough, you know, as a player, especially when you have your star player, one of the leaders of your team, not being there for something, you know, that the team is organized. And, you know, they got a lot of things going on. They got a lot of issues going on in that locker room that they're going to have to work out internally. As a long-time, you know, NFL player, you hope that they work it out. But as a Ravens fan, I hope they work it out. Later down the road and not too soon.
Yeah, after the season, exactly. Enjoy the rest of the season, man. Good luck with those Ravens down there. Thank you for doing this.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me, guys.
Justin Forsett, former NFL running back and big Ravens fan, doing work with Ravens Radio down in Baltimore.